The Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz presents AFL Newsbreaker. What up, JC? Jay Clark.
G'day, Jay. Welcome to the Rush Hour on this lovely Wednesday here in South Australia. Big news today in South Australia, mate, is that Brady Crouch has nominated the St Kilda Footy Club. Are you not surprised? And what will happen there for the Adelaide Crows?
Nah, this has been coming because Geelong weren't prepared to give him the big dollars, to be honest. So St Kilda had been stalking it and are in a position to give him probably the money which he was after in the first place. So an offer around $600,000 a year potentially for Brad Crouch. Is it enough to give Adelaide pick number two as free agency compensation? I don't think so. It doesn't look like it. Yeah, the AFL keeps its formula on that front pretty secret, but we think it needs to be an offer of around $650,000 to trigger pick number two for Adelaide. So whether St Kilda's offer is just still under that at the moment, there's some stuff to thrash out still, but it looks like Brad Crouch, in fact, it's almost certain that Brad Crouch is set to join St Kilda. He's an important addition for the Saints because he's a blue chip on baller. He can help bring in Brad Hill onto the wing. You know, he probably didn't get as much of the footy as he would have liked this year, and St Kilda were very keen to add another star on baller to its engine room, made the semi-final this year, and Brad Crouch looks set to be that man. It's a fresh start for him. Obviously caught with the illicit substance, he probably needed a bit of a change, and I think St Kilda very confident at this stage been adding him to their engine room.
Yeah, and Adelaide can match that if they're not happy with the deal and force a trade from all, which I believe. So another
on that burn, yes. Just on that burn. So if you're St Kilda, right, and Adelaide do that, I mean, St Kilda can either get him for free as a free agent, which they're obviously very keen to do, or they can part with a first round draft pick. Now, St Kilda's in very strong intention at this stage is to get him for nothing as per the free agency rules. So that's a bit of the argy bargy, which we can see play out over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to follow. Stephen Silvani, he's just given the old club a bit of a clip on radio this morning.
Slammed him, isn't he? Whack!
Extraordinary outburst from the former Carlton list manager. What it did is it laid bare the really bitter split between Silvani as list manager and the new CEO, Kane Little, who came across from Richmond. He basically said that Chris Judd had to jump in and communicate between the two because they essentially didn't speak anymore after Little undermined Silvani on a couple of occasions. He said that Little threw Steve Silvani's sons, Jack and Ben, under the bus in his very messy exit from Carlton. There was a press release there which basically said that the whole club was compromised because Silvani was list manager with his two sons on the list. He said that Mitch McGovern's preparation and training for games was still an issue, that he played better football at Adelaide, and said that there was some disagreement on the Eddie Betts payment terms. So, look, he really came in off a long line, very upset at the way his departure was handled, and clearly not getting any Christmas cards from Kane Little and vice versa. So, look, it's fascinating. And had we known some of this truth about the situation through that Carlton trade period, the internal fractions and disagreement, it would have been a huge news. But they're able to keep some of that pretty quiet. But he went whack this morning, Sauce.
All right, grand final teams. Any changes yet, or can you see any changes happening? Tom Hawkins tested for COVID yesterday, was he?
Yeah, and tested negative. The AFL's confirmed this morning, so that's good. He missed training yesterday, was isolated from his teammates, obviously as a precaution, just wasn't feeling 100%. The Cat's still adamant he will play in the grand final against Richmond. Two unchanged teams. So last year we had that extraordinary drama with Marlon Pickett, who came in and then dazzled on debut, essentially. I think they'll be the same teams, aside from an unforeseen setback at this stage. So Richmond and Geelong expected to go in unchanged at this point, boys.
Jay, just before we let you go, latest on Jeremy Cameron. He's nominated Geelong. And what about Jordan Degoe? Where's that at?
Yeah, Collingwood still trying to get that deal done with his father. Some frustration there, it's fair to say.
At this point,
there's no other clubs really strongly in play for Jordan. So
I wonder why.
Yeah, well, Collingwood still feel like they'll retain him for next year, but unable to agree to financial terms at this stage. It is largely about money. And Jeremy Cameron, GWS have set sight that they've changed. They're going to change their list strategy a little bit. We know they've brought in a lot of high picks, which after 2 years have just left the club and have cost the, it cost GWS a fair bit of money. They're going to try and get some senior talent who actually want to be at the GWS Football Club and stay at the GWS Football Club. So yep. Sam Simpson, Asava Radagalea, Brandon Parfitt, he's contracted at the Cats, but he's another one that GWS have raised in talk. So they want to, rather than the just picks, they want some senior players as well, the Giants.
Great stuff, Jay. Grand final week. We'll speak to you on Saturday on the Dead Set Legends. Cheers, mate.
Can't wait, boys. See ya.
Jay Clark there on Triple M Rush Hour.